I just sensed the presence of God in the house. And then, so before I read that, someone shared something with me this week. I think it was yesterday. And I feel like I need to say something about it because it's so meaningful to me. And it happened to me this morning. You know, there's a such thing as sort of being in the spirit, you know, and knowing when you're in the spirit and understanding what that feels like, that discernment feels like, and how your whole attitude changes when you sort of know, now I'm in the spirit now. Something just happened to the atmosphere. And my thinking has changed, and my perception has changed. And now all my problems, even though they're there, they're gone away, right? Because now I'm in the spirit. I'm in the order of God. I've moved from death unto life, and I can see things from a kingdom perspective, and I can understand and discern things a different way. Something happened to me. It might just take a second, right? It's like this morning, you know, things were on my mind, and then as worship went on, I could tell, oh man, we just went into another realm here. And so you learn to identify that. Oh, we're just in another realm. See, that's probably when Valisa started to hit that note up there, right? You know, it wasn't an emotional act of God, you forgave me or whatever. She got in another realm, and she felt it from heaven. Okay, that's a reality. That's a reality. So I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, you know, I was having trouble. Then when I came to prayer meeting, I couldn't get thus and so off of me. But when I came to prayer meeting, as soon as I hit the door and as soon as someone said this, all my problems went away. I went in the spirit realm. And so what's happening to us more and more and more, we're learning what that means and what that feels like as we come together. It's like Pastor Jerry said on the Christmas gala, it's just going to be in the spirit. I guarantee you it's going to be in the spirit. Yeah, there'll be food and everything there, all that food that Kristen named. But most of all, the Holy Ghost is going to be there and heaven's going to be there. See? And that's why I'm coming. That's why I'm coming. And I've learned the difference. I've learned the difference when you put on a program or someone puts on a program for this, that, or the other reason, and there's no presence there, and when God's showing up there, there's a difference. Most of the time, he's not there. Most of the time, it's for human-type benefits. It's not for his glory and his pleasure. But we here at PWM are starting to learn the difference and not doing it just for a programmatic reason. You know, a lot of times even our funerals are programmatic. I lost you. You know, some of them I go to, I'm like, why are y'all doing this? I know I'm messing. So, but everything's got to be done in the spirit. Why I get so quiet? Everything's got to get done in the spirit. Everything. And that seems sort of far-fetched from the human mind. But if we start to get in Christ and start to learn what the Bible truly means, you know that everything, is what Kristen said, in everything's got to be spirit. And the natural mind cannot figure that out. How's that happen? Well, you don't know how it happens. You got to let him teach you. So really you have to approach it in brokenness and like, I don't know anything. And the more you learn, the more you know you don't know anything. And the more you start to pick up this other realm. Because it's more real. And I'm just repeating what Jesus said. It's more real than the natural realm that you live in. So this is what I shared yesterday. Right? Here's the people. Here's the woman at Sychar. And Jesus, you know, give me some water. And the lady said, how you going to ask me for water? I like that. I think she was a homie. How you going to ask me for water? And if you knew the gift of God, you would see, if you knew the gift of God, you would say, give me of the spirit realm. Can y'all, I'm putting it another way. If you knew the gift of God, you would ask him for spiritual water. You would ask him for that spirit realm. Because all the water, this water here is going to, you know, not going to really satisfy you. You're going to ask him for the spirit realm. And she said, oh, you must be a prophet, right? And we used to worship this place. We worship in this mountain. And Jesus said this. He said, Jerusalem, you're not going to worship in a mountain. You're not going to worship in Jerusalem. You're not going to worship. The highest religious place on earth can't compare to you going in the spirit realm and starting to learn to worship in the spirit. So it's all got to be spirit to you. It's all got to be spirit to me. See, the lessons we learn, Stan, they have to become spiritual. We have to know God by the spirit. You can't know Jesus by the flesh. You can't know him just as a natural man, a historical man. You have to learn him on another dimension. You have to learn him a different, whole different way. And that's, you know, I see gobs of people saved, churched, and they have never known what I'm telling you about. And so it's never been real to them. But you see here at PWM, we're starting to more and more move into these encounters and these dreams, and something just happened that I got in the spirit. It might be just once a month, whatever. Let's start off somewhere. But they'll pick up. They have to. See, they have to. Because you can't learn about Jesus from a book. Right? You can't. Somebody said, I can learn about him from this book. This is the wonderful book. You can't learn about him from this book. He has to come into your life. There has to be, it has to get past information. It's got to get past information. It can't be just information to you. You know, you got to get in trouble. And you can't read your way out. You can't read your way out. He's got to come to you. See, it's got to be very personal. It's got to be very, 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 very personal. You can't reach your way out of trouble. You might be reading about the creator and the lover. But see, I can't read about Pastor Glow's love. I got to experience. Right? I'm about to say this the wrong way. I've got to cook her some dinners. Right? And she got to cut some grass for me. I'm just saying. Trying not to be misogynistic. But as soon as we get to religion, we get informational. As soon as we get to religion, we get informational. We don't get practical and experiential. We get informational. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen to you. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen to you because it's building, and man is starting to get their hands off of this relationship here anyway, and learn that the Spirit wants to do everything for you because he's so interested in being personal with you that he's going to give you an experience to show you his love. He don't want you to just read about it. Yeah, we need to read across the Bible. It's very sacred. But everything you read in here is about people having sacred experiences. Yeah. It's not people talking about how much they read. Right? So it's got to be personal. It can't be just general. It can't be just God woke you up this morning. That's too general. He's got to wake you up with some kind of feelings in there. Where I got lost in his love. and got lost in his love, right? That's what Pastor Ross started going, you know, Psalmist Ross started going this morning. She could start to feel the grace. So it doesn't mean anything to you that we kind of, it's a good beginning, but we have to move into some experiential things. Then our bodies get healed, and then our minds get healed, and then it's all have to be spirit. It all has to be spirit. It all has to be spirit. It all has to be spirit. You can't just go to Jerusalem. No, a lot of people go to the Holy Land every day. And they say, well, Jesus come back here one day, I'm going to Jerusalem. I went to Jerusalem. You came back from Jerusalem just the way you went to Jerusalem. You know, some people would come to me and say, I went to Jerusalem and I got some holy water. Didn't make you holy. You know when you get more holy? When you encounter the Holy One. See, it's got to be real to you. So this church is full of stuff like that, you know. They got creeds on the wall. But see, it's all got to be spirit. You know, I'm whispering to Glow during the service, and I said, "That Kristen Davis." You know what else? This is why I'm cut it short. Here's my message this morning. When the guys were walking on the road to Emmaus, you guys remember that when they thought he was they thought Jesus was sick. We thought he was going to come and take over Israel and start taking over the planet. You know how he's dying. We thought he was going to come like that. So they're walking home. It's about 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and they're on the road. And here comes somebody. Here comes Jesus. I love this, right? So they read all about him. They know all about him. He was a prophet. We thought he was a prophet. Know all about him. They had this. He's a prophet. And because they had just information, they figured he was going to take over. All they had was information. They had the scriptures. The scriptures said this was supposed to happen. All they had was information. And here he comes, and they couldn't pick up who he was. They couldn't pick up who he was. And you know what the scripture said? It said what she said. Where did she go? Kristen? It said that he came in another form. It came in another form. So she starts sharing here about the form. I said, you need to be quiet. But really, it's the Holy Ghost saying to you. See, a lot of earthlings are trying to find him in here. But he's coming in. He will always come in another form, even to you. Even to you. He will always come as a resurrected spiritual Christ. You keep saying he healed the diseases there. Yeah, he did it. But he wants to appear to you a different way. Yes, he has to.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He has to. Men keep looking for him in an earthly type, natural reasoning kind of, I figured him out in here. My mind's got a hold of it. And he's not going to come that way. To you. Don't try to figure me out. Don't try to hold on to me that way. Because the more you try to hold on to him in the natural, the more further you're going to get away from him. Because he's only going to come in a spiritual form. He came in another form to those guys. And then their hearts start to burn. Then they start recognizing him. See, human beings, not just us, all human beings throughout every generation, even your relatives, even your church, even your forefathers, whatever, we keep trying to get them in the natural. So that's why we do programs and stuff. We're still trying to get, but see here this morning, if I get these words out without breaking up, see this morning I start to see him coming here in the spirit. That's why I wanted you to keep playing, because I knew that music was, I knew he liked the music.
Yes.
And the spirit of God started coming here. That other form starts to come in here. Just like Kristen was saying that in her example, she had a spiritual form. The other person had a natural form, had all of the natural human moves, but it's the spirit that's going to win. If I can say this to you, the spiritual form can get so past the natural that you'll forget about the natural. It can get so real to you, spiritual perception can get. He came in another form that you got to get used to. See, we got to break down your natural reasoning. See, brokenness. I've got to break down your natural reasoning to open up for the spiritual senses. That's what I got to do, see. And let me share this with you. You know, God's like, after this, and like I said, I see so many people, and even myself, year after year, nothing. I understand the Bible, but I don't have those experiences, nothing. And God started to break me, bam. I had this saying, God cuts you off at the knees. Because the more you try, the more you're not going to get it. But human beings love the natural. Mike, can you stand? Human beings love, I just want a whole Mike. I want a whole Mike because he's my natural friend. I might not know him after the spirit. Thank you. But I cling to him emotionally because he's my natural friend. And I don't want to let that go. And the closer I hold him, the less spiritual that he and I become. Unless God's in it. And let me share this. So here's what I want to share. So I'm trying to, so guys, so that's the road to Emmaus, and those two guys, they couldn't find him in the natural. Then Jesus had to appear to him in another form, and then the eyes got open. But you know, the one account, you know, that I really like, because this is a spiritual people God's raising up in this house. See, you have to see yourself being raised up as a spiritual person, because that's the only way you're going to find God, right? Because, listen, I said this at the end. Guys, when Jesus was, he died, and here's Mary Magdalene. He had cast 7 devils out of her. That's pretty deep stuff. You're going to be thankful. So she goes to the tomb, right? And she, how are we going to get in here? And if her own stone's rolled away. Went in there and thought it was the gardener. Where's my Lord? Crying, tears. Where's my Lord? If he cast 7 devils out of you, you, yeah, like, okay, what the deal? Where's my Lord? Weeping, scripture says. And, you know, Jesus appears to her. Man, he's something. But I guarantee you, see, it's always spirit. I guarantee you, he's not going to appear to her in the natural. Are y'all listening to me? Because he's never going to appear to you in the natural. That's why you can't find him. That's why you have so many problems. That's why you're afraid. Because you keep wanting him in the natural. Just like I want Mike in the natural. I mean, I don't really want him. I'm just an example. I do want the suit. And, I mean, I do want the tie and socks. Yeah. Shoes. A little levity. See, this is, I'm trying to get you guys to see this. You can't, I'm trying to get PWM to see this. Stop fighting in the natural. God, show me Jesus in another form. Know no man after the flesh. We used to know Jesus after the flesh. We don't know him like that any longer. We know him in another form now. I know him by the Spirit. And here she goes. Seven demons cast out. And he said, woman, why are you crying? And then he said this, see, here he goes. And here goes Mary Magdalene. He's like, don't touch me. Don't you try to hold on to me. See, that's what y'all want to hold. Don't try to hold on to me. You know me in the natural. I don't want you. You hold me. I got to ascend. I haven't ascended yet to my Father and your Father. Right? Because, see, now your relationship with me has got to change. Yeah, I know you want to hug me. See, Pastor Jerry, look at me. I know you're going to remember this. Remember when she said, Pastor Ross says, if you can give it up, you can have it all. If you can let me go, you can have such a higher relationship, right? You know what we do? We hug the natural too tight, and we lose the spiritual. If you hold me, you're going to lose me in the resurrection. I can't ascend if you hold me. I know you. I know I cast seven devils out of you, and you're attached to me emotionally. But now you got to learn a lesson, a vital, vital lesson, a vital, vital lesson. Don't hug me naturally because I'm ascending to the spirit realm, and now that's the only. It's going to be so much higher than casting out them devils. You think them devils coming out with something? Wait till you go to heaven with me. I'm talking about while you're here on earth. I ain't talking about when you die. I'm talking about while you're here on earth. Wait till you, I'm going to ascend to my Father and your Father. In other words, you're going to ascend with me. See, there's a battle. There's a battle that we all have. You know, flesh war against the spirit. Flesh war against, remember Galatians? For flesh war against the spirit. We keep wanting them after the flesh. See, I know it's going to sound like some religious stuff, but you know, some of the, when you're feeling bad and stuff, some of the best thing you can do is get around the people of God. I'm talking about spiritual people of God. I'm not talking about worldly, natural-minded people of God. Because that person said to me, as soon as he came in here, all his problems went away. He got into another realm. I'm sorry, I can't make it today. And I'm like, okay, I know. But see, what that tells me that you don't have any spiritual senses. Or they need to be developed. Because I kind of know. Yeah, I kind of know what's going to happen. And it picks up. And, you know, it's a different thing being around people in church, people who are talking about you and stuff. That's one thing. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's the people who are growing in the spirit and ascending with Christ. If I'm feeling bad, I'm going to see joy. Listen, your text is going to start going off. Because, you know, sometimes people can send me a text and immediately I go straight up. Sometimes they send them, I go down. I'm telling you the truth. Amanda sent him, I go up. You ain't seen nothing yet because you don't know how good God gets. I'm talking about in the spirit now. I'm not talking about just a slang saying. Was that an amen? I'm not. Mike said you were sneezing in the spirit. I'm not talking about a slang saying. I'm about people who have started to ascend themselves, and they start to know the difference. See, I'm going to be around ascenders. I think that's why, you know, that song, you know, we are conquerors. You know why we're conquerors, conquerors. Am I doing Stan? We are. Da, 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 da. You know, conquer is a sin. Conquerors learn the lesson of Mary Magdalene. Don't hold me. Don't touch me. Don't hold me. I got to go up. You know what? I got to go up. I'm starting a whole new order. I'm starting a whole new creation. I'm starting a whole new sphere. I'm starting a whole new kingdom that's full of love, love, joy, peace, and Satan can't even get in there. That's what I want to be. This is called, that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. That's what that means. We're walking in that new kingdom, that new Jerusalem, the heavenly stuff. Everybody with me? Man, here's what's starting to happen here. We're starting to encounter Christ. He's not like way off in the distance anymore. Oh, that was you again. Oh, great day. You know, but we're so naturally minded, right? Here's a story, and so I want you to understand, the natural stuff just comes so fast to us. Don't come down on yourself. Just get back, get in the spirit fast as you can, right? And so Gloria and I, we were listening to some music the other week, and man, we got in the spirit. You know, that we were starting. I was starting to feel myself go somewhere. All my problems gone, just faith in Christ, you know, thank God for everything, you know, even though like Pastor Jerry's in our midst, thank God anyway, you know, doesn't matter. I mean, you're gone, you're lost, you really kind of get lost. And so a week or so later, I said, I want to go back and listen to that song, because I got in the spirit, I'm going to go back and listen. So I turned that thing on by Bethel, I stayed on the ground. Nothing. Didn't go anywhere. See, the natural tendency is to try to repeat it. The same thing. God ain't going to do it the same way this next time. No, my mercies are new every day. I'm going to show you something new in the spirit. But the natural mind wants the old stuff. You know what it says in 1 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things will become new. And the last part of that says, and all things are from God. He keep doing everything. Tomorrow morning you wake up, okay, you know I got 10 new things I want to do for you. But they're going to come in another form. It's very easy to become natural minded. We're all natural minded. We got to, you know. See, I'm not saying this wrong. I'm not saying this wrong. Well, maybe I am. But as soon as I say God's good, you're going to say to me, why? Why are you saying that?
Yep, what she just said. Yep.
Who said? It's the saying to you. God's good all the time. Hallelujah. Y'all just get off. Show you spiritual. What it shows is you natural mind. Why can't he give you something different to say?
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Why can't he give you something different to say? Why you got to copy her? God is good. Yeah, because you know what? When I went to the store, I could feel his glory come on me. Okay, praise God. Right in Walmart. Find something. Do you have any active testimony at all? Or you keep, you've been saying that for 5 years. We learn, natural man just starts taking over. He is learned. What you say is learned. That's your natural man. It takes over. Matter of fact, you didn't say it the first time because you, if anything inside, you just heard somebody else say it. Am I getting to you? See, his God, he's releasing the spirit here. He's releasing the spirit. He's releasing the spirit. Everything becomes new every morning. And we're learning. See, there's a tendency for the natural man, even if something did happen spiritual to you, you can want to bring it back down to yourself, make a reputation out of it, put a name on it, get you a title, But all things are from God. All things are from above. Here's our confession. We put our heart on treasures in heaven. Heaven's got a lot of stuff. Let's live in it. Let's walk in it. There's a whole new creation that God made. There's a whole new order that he put in place. And as soon as we learn how to get up in there, that's really why Jesus said, Mary, don't touch me. I'm going to start a new order. If you touch me, the natural is going to be all you have in your life. Well, you're made for the spirit. You're predestined, you got to say it. You're made with a purpose. You won't find your purpose until you go to heaven. Until we get in the spirit, we won't know our purpose. Until we get in the spirit, we won't know why we're really here, right? He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's your natural order. Amen? I'm done.
The Holy Spirit has already spoken to us. We just have to adhere now and have the willingness to eat the good of the land. We're not talking about this earthly land. We're talking about the kingdom, paradise, that new creation that provides everything, spirit, soul, and body. Sold out, Rocky. Sold out. This has to be a sold out way. I believe it's going to be by faith. It's going to be by faith. We're going to learn true faith. Because we can't discern the spirit except by faith. Because Jesus is faith. The God kind of faith will drop in us and we'll know what it is the Holy Spirit is trying to impart to us. How he's leading us. We recognize him when he comes, whatever form he comes in. However he comes. There are going to be magnitudes of visitations. But don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. The drunk man on the corner can give you a word from heaven and you'll miss the moment because he's going to come in a form that doesn't make sense to our human minds. And he's asking us today like he did Mary Magdalene, let me go. Let the flesh Jesus go and allow the resurrected Christ to enter into your heart and your life. He's pleading with us. Because he wants to abide with us. But he can only do it in the spirit. Let's make room for him. Let's ask him for the faith to believe. Even if it doesn't make sense right now. The faith to believe in the miraculous. The faith, Mike, to ascend onto high. The faith, Miss Nida. The faith, Miss Nida, the faith increasing, heavenly joy, heavenly peace, heavenly economy. Pastor, what is it? The angel of finances from heaven? The angels from finances from heaven wants to visit PWM, and he's got his foot in the door.
So take your mind off of finances. There's an angel called finances from heaven that Jesus will release in our midst. And he knows how to run the business of our lives. He knows, P. Mike. He knows. That angel pastor is amongst us. There are going to be some signs and wonders before this year is out. Jesus, and I'm going to be one of them. Jesus Christ. Because I dare to walk in him. Praise you, Jesus. We have to have the courage. Pastor Roz, happy birthday. We have to have the courage to ascend in him and live in him and not leave this place. I'm grateful for the man of God that would bring us, Bree, a word like this to transform our lives. We are being transformed from the natural, you all, to the spirit. We are. I know this, that this black dress on this top doesn't look like much up here. But I tell you, I'm being transformed. I'm being transformed right now. Right now, things are changing in my life. Right now, the order of heaven has already ordered. He don't have to wait till we place an order for him to order. See, we have to go to the restaurant and place our order before we get an order. But when heaven comes, he knows what to order for us. And it's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. It's better than anything that you could have asked, thought, or even believed or conceived, Pastor Love. Heaven embarking upon Tamaron. What's the name of that street? Tamaran. You can drive up and down Tamaran and see angels. Watch and see. You got help. You postured yourself. You postured yourself out of obedience. Heaven is now moving. He has already ordered. You didn't place the order. Heaven placed the order. Because of your obedience and your willingness to transcend into the spirit. We don't get it because we won't transcend. We can't get what I haven't ordered. We're stuck in our own form. But we need to come out of the form of religion and tradition and what we've been taught and expect something miraculous and new. It's amazing how we want something new, but we hold on to the old. Let go. What the little girl did, the one thing that she had that was precious to her, she let it go. And when she let it go, heaven ordered what she needed. So let's release ourselves to him today and completely be transformed. Pastor, you have a transformed congregation. You have a transformed. Stan has been transformed. He's a new man. He ain't played yet. You watch him play. Demons gonna tremble when he play. Watch it, Pastor Ross. Watch him. Keep your eyes on him. He gonna nod his head and you go for it. Go for it. Why? Because when he hit those heavenly altars, it's not him, it's the angels going to come down and make the demons behave themselves and put them in their place. There's been a transformation in this house, Pastor. There's been a transformation, JR. Miss Shanique, there's been a transformation. You're not the same. Your circumstances has changed. Everything about your life has been transformed. It's new. Don't look at it like you used to. Take the old and tear it up. Burn it if you have to. And step into the new. We need to burn some stuff to get rid of it. Write it all down on a piece of paper and burn it. And now, God, I want the new. What he said, he'd give us beauty for ashes. Burn it. Burn it. Burn it. take some of those bills and burn them. Oh, God, help me, Holy Spirit. Pastor, I'm like you. How I get out here? By the Spirit, God wants to do some miraculous things in here, y'all. He does. He wants to, what's this song Pastor Rod sang? He's tending after his sheep. The good shepherd knows how to take care of his sheep. Look for it. Look for it. Don't look for the old stuff. This is a new creation. It's a new order. It's a new time. It's a new season. The Spirit is abiding. He's hovering over us. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is working in us and through us and for us and all around us. The same power. I'm going to step on out here, Pastor, and then I'm going to sit down.
Father God, we thank you now, God. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing in this house, God, in our lives as individuals and as corporate, as a family, oh God. How are you showing up in our lives today, God? What are you doing on the inside of us, oh God, without our effort? Let the seeds that's been planted today will grow in the fruition of your love, of your power. Father, we thank you for your people that's gathered here today, God. That we give up our own strength and we speak life to every death situation, that you be glorified. As miracles begin to flow, it'll begin to flow so you be glorified. Every word that was spoken will not return to you void. Every assignment, we pray now and send Gabriel and Michael down now to protect and fight against any enemy that's trying to prevent any blessings that come to your people today. Each angel that's assigned to each one of us today, God, will fight on our behalf. That tonight or today, God, we have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to us. We thank you now, Lord. Because we'll never be dismissed. But we leave here getting closer to you. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.